This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burke. The United States will share the results of a new deep dive by its top intelligence agencies into the origins of the coronavirus pandemic that has killed millions of people across the globe. Before boarding Air Force One for a visit to Cleveland, Ohio, Thursday, President Joe Biden told reporters he would make the findings of the 90-day review public unless there's something I'm unaware of. Biden ordered the fresh review amid growing speculation that COVID-19 might have leaked from a Chinese laboratory, with the White House promising to make additional resources available, including from the country's national labs. China hit back at Biden's move Thursday, accusing the United States of playing politics and avoiding its own responsibility in calling for a renewed investigation into the origins of the pandemic. Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports.
China's foreign ministry hit back at the United States on Thursday after U.S. President Joe Biden ordered a review of intelligence about the origins of COVID-19 this week.
This shows that the U.S. does not care about facts or truth and has zero interest in a serious science-based study of origin.
This comes after the Chinese embassy in Washington said in a statement Wednesday that some political forces have been fixated on political manipulation and the blame game. Biden said on Wednesday that U.S. intelligence agencies were divided about whether COVID-19 emerged from human contact with an infected animal or from a laboratory incident. China has repeatedly denied the lab was responsible.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy. A mixed day on Wall Street with the Dow Jones Industrials and the S&P 500 up, but the Nasdaq off slightly. Visit voanews.com for more. This is VOA News. Rwanda's President Paul Kagame has thanked French President Emmanuel Macron for a powerful speech on Thursday after the French chief executive said he recognized his country bears a heavy responsibility for the 1994 genocide in the Central African nation. Although Macron didn't apologize in his key speech on his visit to Rwanda, he won praise from Kagame, who said the words were something more valuable than an apology.
His words were something more valuable than an apology. They were the truth.
Kagame and Macron both signaled that a page had been turned in Franco-Rwandan ties. Macron is the first French leader since 2010 to visit the Central African nation, which has long accused France of complicity in the killing of some 800,000, mostly Tutsi, Rwandans. The top two leaders of the European Union have expressed support and confidence in the Tokyo Olympics, despite growing opposition in Japan. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said she was satisfied with the safety measures in place at the Games.
The signal that from the European Union, more than 100 million doses of vaccines have been authorized to be exported to Japan also is a strong sign that we support any preparation for the Olympic Games and the safety of these games.
Earlier, a physician representing a Japanese medical body warned that holding the postponed Tokyo Olympics in 2 months could lead to the spread of variants of the coronavirus. Initially planned last year, the Tokyo Olympics have been delayed by a year because of the pandemic. They're scheduled to open on July the 23rd. I'm Karen Chamas.
Jobless claims in the United States fell to another pandemic low. We get details from AP's Jennifer King.
Weekly claims for unemployment are down again. Thursday's report from the Labor Department shows applications for unemployment benefits dropped to 406,000. That's down 38,000 from 444,000 a week earlier. It's a sign the job market is improving as virus cases decline, business restrictions ease, and more Americans venture out for entertainment, shopping, travel, and dining. A record number of jobs are now being advertised, but many businesses complain they still can't find enough applicants. The unemployment rate remains 6.1%. Most Republican governors have decided to curtail unemployment aid, and 24 states, including Texas and Florida, have said they'll stop paying out the supplemental $300 a week federal jobless payment beginning in June. Jennifer King, Washington.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd, VOA News. We'll